Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Aha! Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program on a gorgeous springtime Monday afternoon. You know, of course, what we're all about here, what it is that we do. Let's do that. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Coming to you, of course, from the friendly confines of stately McLean Manor, where I am self-isolated in my hermetically sealed home studio. And as you heard during our newscast and heard me mention in the last hour of the program, Greenville City Council apparently ignoring the Constitution of the state of South Carolina, holding a special called meeting tomorrow at 4 to address an emergency stay-at-home ordinance. The agenda and ordinance available for you to view, greenvillesc.gov/agenda-center. Citizens, comrades, wishing to address council, are requested to email their comments to C. Pittman, P-I-T-M-A-N, at greenvillesc.gov, or leave them a voicemail. I don't want to be the, I don't know who C. Pittman is, and I don't know if that individual is going to be the person reviewing the voicemails, but that's not a position I would envy. Leave a voicemail at 864-298-9430. By 3 p.m. tomorrow, the ordinance, if passed, would be effective 1 minute past midnight Thursday, April 2nd, and would be in effect for 2 weeks. I know. The Attorney General, Alan Wilson, has already said that what they did in Columbia and what they've done in Charleston with these emergency stay-at-home orders is unconstitutional because the governor, Henry McTaxta, is the only one who is authorized under our state constitution to issue such an order. Be that as it may. All right, to the phones we go here at 8 after 6. Tom is along next. He is in Greenville. Hi, Tom, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing today?
So far, so good.
So good, yeah. Well, you know, we had this big battle with GHS, you know, when they took over the Chicago, basically came in and took over the hospital system.
Right.
And, you know, I just read the paper. They just announced furloughs. They're letting people go because aren't they a nonprofit? I thought they were a nonprofit.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But he says, you know, we're going to have to let all these people go because of the health crisis and what it's having on our business operations. And not only that, it's impacted all the stock that we've got, you know, in the financial markets. And, you know, we don't have enough revenue. Now I've got a son who's works for a company, and they are actually paying his wages during this time, even though, you know, they've got no revenue coming in.
Right.
And here we have this nonprofit, and they keep pulling this all the time. And this Ohala guy, what he said is, I'm going to let you guys go, but I hope you stay safe and healthy during these challenging times. I mean, are they going to put profits aside to work together with the employees, the community? Are they a nonprofit organization? I mean,
well, I guess here. I guess even though they're a nonprofit, they still have a bottom line, and you've got to be able to keep your head above water to be able to provide essential medical services. Now, I'm left to assume that the individuals who are being, I guess, what, furloughed? Is that the right word?
Yeah, furloughed.
The individuals who are being furloughed are administrative personnel and others that would be in non-essential medical positions.
Yeah.
But you could make
the
point.
Don't you think you could find something for them to do? I mean.
Yeah. You would wonder. You would wonder that.
I just think they're at it again. All they care about is making money, and it has nothing to do, you know, with the community. And ever since it transferred over, they've just changed. I mean, it's just beyond belief. Anyway, well, I hope you have a great day.
Tom, I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. 6:11 here on the Bobby Mac Show as we go to Cowpens and bring in Gerald, who wants to react to the proposal coming up in the suggested stay-at-home ordinance to be voted on tomorrow at a special Greenville City Council meeting. Hi, Gerald, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, sir. Hey, Bobby, now that Greenville City Council has overstepped their bounds, this might be the time when you know what breaks out. I can say, good Lord help us all, and you and your staff stay safe, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Gerald. Well, they have not officially overstepped their bounds to this point, but they certainly are discussing it, or will be, tomorrow afternoon, special called meeting of the Greenville City Council, 4 o'clock, to address an emergency stay-at-home ordinance. Moneypenny, have we posted the email from Beth Brotherton on our Facebook page yet? Okay, I will forward that to you. In fact, hang on 1 second, and I'll do it as we're speaking, so that you will be able to almost immediately be able to copy and paste this on our Facebook page, so that people will be able to review it for themselves. And it is on its way to your inbox, Moneypenny, even as we speak.
Okay? Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. So you can take a look at what they are thinking about doing, want to do, apparently, and react accordingly. Whatever your reaction may be, whether you think it's a good idea and a necessity, or whether you think it is a draconian overreach, or whether you just think it's unconstitutional. I guess a good individual to ask in that regard would be Alan Wilson, the state attorney general. But then again, he already has issued an opinion that these kind of draconian emergency stay-at-home ordinances are unconstitutional because the governor is the only one with the power to do that. Kind of surprised. In a way, I am, and in a way, I'm not. Nobody has sued the city of Columbia or Charleston for their already existing and in place stay-at-home ordinances, but the upstate, different kettle of fish. Bobby, Governor McMaster and the state legislature should refrain from taking a paycheck for the rest of this year. Bobby, it's not just admin being furloughed at Prisma, no elective surgery is being done, and that is hurting them financially. Make sense? Bobby, what's a more dangerous infectious disease than COVID-19? Government insanity. Bobby, will the city police stay at home as well? No, that's an essential service. Bobby, how's this for a comment? Dear Greenville City Council, if you pass this unconstitutional ordinance, I will make it my personal hobby to ensure you do not achieve re-election. By the time we're done, you couldn't be elected dog catcher. P.S. Have a nice day. I always like the civility in those. At 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. When we come right back on the other side, we have managed to dig up some positive good news on this whole brave new world we find ourselves in. We'll share those with you coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Remember that old saying that elections have consequences? And now the Greenville City Council holding a special called meeting tomorrow, 4 p.m, to address an emergency stay-at-home ordinance. Constitution? Well, what constitution? In on the text line, Bobby, aren't the Greenville County first responders understaffed anyway? How can they possibly enforce a quarantine 24-hour curfew? Well, there's no mention of a curfew or quarantine as such. It is an emergency stay-at-home ordinance is how they are describing this.
Isn't there already a curfew in Greenville downtown?
Yeah,
from 11 to 6?
Yeah, believe there is. Right. Bobby, I've been published in Barron's, Forbes, Fortune, and others. I'm embarrassed for the White House press corps. They frankly look stupid. Wouldn't have had my success with their lack of professionalism. They don't just look stupid. They are stupid. Bobby, can we start taking showers now, or do we just keep washing our hands? I'm asking for a friend. Bobby, City Council needs to vote themselves into quarantine. Bobby just got run out of the pickup area of the Papa John's in Williamston. I was told that I would have to go through the drive-thru. I explained to the guy who took my order that my interaction with him was no different at the drive-thru than it would be inside the store. He said there was social distancing involved. I said, we're less than 2 feet away in the drive-thru, you moron. I think this quarantine is good to take me away from idiots. Okay. Bobby, we need some attorneys to step up, volunteering their services to sue this unconstitutional BS. Bobby, that is city, not county, correct? You are correct. This is the Greenville City Council. Bobby, some lib group is bombarding Governor McCaxter. They're also doing the same at local and state representative level. Call your local and state reps. No state closure. Texter says, plus Prisma is taking money from their hospitals to pay for others. Bobby, Constitution, what's that? According to the commie left. Where else do I need to pick up here? Great Monday, my friend. Things are a little crazy. Drop my little boy Chance off to be groomed. I'm assuming that says furry friend. 6 feet from counter to door. So I go to turn around to leave. Six people behind me. Yeah, well, it's we're all adjusting on the fly here as we go. Bobby, they're getting all of the comrades ready for the New World Order. Hey, Bobby, what about abortion clinics? Are they still open? Yeah, and another one about liberal groups bombarding McMaster, demanding he close the whole state. Bobby, I deliver for DoorDash to earn money because I'm laid off my job. Is this new ordinance going to affect DoorDash drivers? Without seeing the specifics of what's referred to as an essential business, I would say, in my interpretation of this, I would say no. DoorDash drivers and others of the same line of work would not be affected, but that's my guess. Bobby, I'm a logger. And I know people certainly want toilet paper. Hell, people have gone crazy for it. Bobby, things I like about working from home. Number one, using my own bathroom where the toilet gets flushed. What is that all about in businesses anyway? Some of these people raised in a barn? Number two, mine is the only voice I hear during the day. Number three, I get sandwiches made the way I like them for lunch. Number four, break time on my porch swing. And number five, lunchtime naps. There you go. You see that now that people are working from home, the companies that make this spyware are checking up on their employees to make sure they're actually working. Well, we managed to dig up a few more good news stories that accumulated over the weekend. So let's get those in here. 26 after 6, and here comes Gary Goodvoice.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's Good News.
We rounded up a number of good news stories from the outbreak. Number one, Delta is now offering free flights to medical volunteers to want to help out in Louisiana, Georgia, Michigan. They say they may very well soon add California, New York, and Washington. In fact, they probably should have started there, truth be told. A mailman in England has been cheering people up by dressing in different costumes as he delivers the post. So far, his outfits have included a Trojan soldier and a German beer maid. Okay. A principal in Traverse City, Michigan, obviously couldn't do announcements the normal way, so she went to a fast food drive-thru to make an announcement for a teenager who works there. Have that that audio there, Moneypenny? Let's hear from the principal.
Hey, so I'm at Culver's, where Caitlin Watson is working, and I'm about to tell her a huge announcement. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
So, I got you on camera because I want to announce something to you today.
Okay.
You are GTA's 2020 class valedictorian.
I am.
You are.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You are. You're welcome. And I know we have to stay 6 feet away, so I can't, like,
give you
a hug, but congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well deserved. I couldn't wait to come and tell you.
Yeah. So, that's good news. Valedictorian. Number four, a doctor in Minnesota got pulled over for speeding the other day, but when the officer stopped her, instead of giving her a ticket, he gave her his own N95 face mask. Okay. Restaurant in San Fran has been flooded with orders. They launched a program called Adopt a Doctor or Nurse. And the program they created allows you to send meals to hospital workers.
It'd be busier than actually when I'm open. So see the community coming in. It's an amazing support. Two of our guests reached out. They were very sad that we were closing Vina. And they say, hey, can we help?
We decided to work with him and sponsor the first week of meals for 50 people for breakfast and lunch. And it's been really exciting to see people not just jumping on the bandwagon and supporting Tootsies, but also trying to do something similar in their own area.
And it's really amazing. I mean, it's touching.
Yeah, those people are going round the clock, so that was a good idea. Meantime, a bunch of cops in New Jersey organized a free pizza day for their community and handed out 300 pizzas. Other departments across the country are thinking about doing that as well. A church in Cincinnati raised nearly $250,000 to cover babysitting and childcare costs for healthcare workers who are out there on the front lines. That's a good idea. Owner of a pharmacy in New York is not charging people for medications if they can't afford them. He says they've mainly been giving out pills for things like diabetes and high blood pressure. An anonymous mom in Maryland has been leaving free brown bag lunches out for anybody who needs them. There you go. Oh, and you may remember a guy in Brooklyn saw a woman dancing on her roof, and so he sent his drone over across the street to give her his phone number. Now they are dating. They had a virtual dinner date from across the street. Then he got inside a big plastic Zorb ball, and they went on a walk together. We wish them well. Romance flourishes even in the time of the plague. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Last half of the bonus hour still remains here on Monday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 6:37 now, 23 before 7 o'clock here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, is the city council meeting tomorrow virtual or in front of an audience of three? Yeah, well, there's a lot of people not working now who may want to show up at the city council chambers and express their opinion. Bobby, as soon as kudzu starts growing, people can eat it and also use the big leaves for other uses. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Poke Salad Annie. Remember that Tony Joe White song? No, that's too far back. Hey, Bobby, what if they decide that talk radio is inciting an insurrection? Wouldn't put it past them, Bob. Well, I would like to see them make the case that because I am arguing for them to follow the Constitution of the state, that is inciting an insurrection. Breaking news, Bobby, an arrest warrant has been issued for a Tampa, Florida pastor who allegedly held two large services on Sunday despite a safer at home order issued in the state. From ABC News. Yeah, there was a report also that that commie, who's the mayor of New York, de Blasio, was going to ban all religious services, Christian and Jewish as well. I wonder if he's going to stop the five times a day Islamic calls to prayer. Bobby, federal judge, appointed by G.W. Bush, just blocked Texas from a coronavirus abortion ban. These people are sick. Bobby, only one valedictorian? Well, you know, it's 2020. Bobby, I went by the DMV in Berea today. Notice there were about 20 people lined up down the sidewalk about 6 feet apart. The line is bad enough at the DMV the way it is now to see them lined up down the sidewalk. I was glad it was not rain. Yeah, well, tomorrow. We get the rain on the way tomorrow. Bobby called Governor McTaxter and said, please, no statewide shelter in place. By the way, number to call, 803-734-2100. 803-734-2100. Bobby, so I don't live in the city, so if I am in the city, do the Democrats think it applies? Not that I would comply with an unconstitutional ordinance. Bobby, Constitution, we have international property maintenance codes. What does that have to do? An international code does not supersede the Constitution of the state. Bobby, I'm working 6 days a week. On the seventh day, city council can kiss my... from an essential employee. Thank you. Hey, my favorite shock jock and attack dog of the right Have you seen the video of AOC telling everyone not to touch their face and then touches her face about 9 or 10 times? Bobby, you don't understand the curfew thing. What, is the virus more active after midnight? Is that it? To the phones we go. Carol is next up. She is in Greenville. Hi, Carol, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hi there, Bob. How are you today?
So far, so good.
That's how I feel. I have a question. I'm trying to help a family. The family paid for the father's part of his bills, and now they've lost their jobs.
Oh,
in order to make sure that, yeah, I know, this is happening a lot.
Yep.
A lot of older people need help. And now if the kids don't have the money, everybody loses.
Yeah. Yeah, it all rolls downhill.
It does, and it's hard, because those Social Security checks only go so far.
Yes, indeed.
And never far enough. I understand there's a website where you can go and file, because Dad hasn't paid, our parents have filed income tax in many years, but is there not some way he can file to make sure he gets the stimulus check as well?
Yes, there is, and we talked about it in the first hour of the program, and I have not yet seen what that address is. It's going to be a .gov address, but I will search for that and find it, and then I'll mention it on the air when I do. And in the meantime, we will post it on our Facebook page as well, because I know that there are a lot of people that are going to be desperately dependent on receiving this money because of exactly the circumstances you're talking about.
Well, the average Social Security recipient does not make enough to be required to file taxes.
Right, right.
And they
have taken that into consideration, Carol, and I'm sure that that point was made to them. And so that's why they are setting up a website where you can go and put in your essential information, name, address, your social, and then they will, my understanding is, they will electronically put the money in your bank account.
Okay, because he uses a direct deposit account only.
Yes, yeah, that would work. That would work.
I mean, they're scrambling to them trying to figure out how to get his prescriptions paid for.
Right.
You know, it's a bad situation all the way around, no matter how we look at this.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's going to remain this way for a while, apparently.
For quite a while.
And hopefully we'll all be able to help each other get through this thing.
Well, if we don't help each other, we're out of luck.
You bet. You bet.
We've got to leave each other.
Yep, absolutely correct. That's
it's what my dad taught me, you take care of your neighbor.
You bet.
And that's what we did in.
Yep.
Okay.
I will look up that information, Carol, or Moneypenny can help me with that as well. And as soon as we find it, we will put that on the air, put the address on the air. I'm assuming it's going to be a .gov address, but we'll find out specifically what it is, and then we'll make sure we get that information out, because I know that's going to be important to a lot of people.
Well, I kind of thought it might be socialsecurity.gov, but then I thought, this is going to come from someplace else.
It may. You may be on the right track, but we'll find out specifically what it is and then relay that to you.
Okay, I do appreciate it so much, and I know a lot of other people will too.
My pleasure.
We trust on you to dig out the info we need, Bob.
Appreciate that, and believe me, we understand the importance of making sure that we relay this information to those who are going to so desperately need it.
Well, we appreciate everything you do, and I do enjoy your show so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for the kind words, Carol. God bless. Stay safe. All right.
You too. Bye
bye. Bye-bye. Now, 6:45 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and then right back with more. When we do end up with this situation finally returning to whatever normal turns out to be, there was an article today that takes a stab at that, and I'll share it with you when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. 6:50 now, 10 before 7, closing minutes, the Bobby Mack Show here on this Monday afternoon. Been a gorgeous day, and rain on the way for tomorrow, but then some cooler temps, and looks pretty good as we head towards the next weekend. Meantime, there was a piece today by James Counselor that I thought was pretty interesting, because who knows where we're going to be at the end of this thing. Cable News announced the other day that COVID-19 patients placed in critical care may have to be on ventilators for 21 days. Only a few years ago, Mr. Counselor writes, I went in for an ordinary hip replacement. A month or so later, I got the hospital billing statement. One of the line items went like this: room and board, 36 hours, $23,482.79. I'm not jiving you. That was just for the hospital bed and maybe four lousy hospital meals. Not the surgery or the meds or anything else. All that was billed extra. Say what? Now imagine you have the stupendous good fortune to survive a COVID-19 infection after 21 days on a ventilator and go home. What is that billing statement going to look like? Will the survivors wish they'd never made it out of the hospital alive? Right now, we're in the heroic phase of the battle against a modern-age plague. The doctors, nurses, and their helpers are like the trembling soldiers in an amphibious landing craft churning toward the Normandy beach where the enemy is dug in and waiting for them. The fabled fog of war will conceal what's happening to the healthcare system itself while the battle rages. And after that, what? One thing will be pretty clear: that the folks in charge of things gave trillions of dollars to Wall Street, while tens or perhaps hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 survivors got wiped out financially with gargantuan medical bills. Do you think the charge master part of the hospital routine will just stop doing its thing during this emergency? The billings will continue, just as the proverbial beatings will continue until morale improves. In the aftermath, I can't even imagine the splaining that will entail. The rage may be too intense to even get to that. For some, it may be time to lubricate the guillotines. Meantime, of course, the global economy is shut down, which suggests to me, anyway, that any prior frame of reference you may have had about money and business and social normality goes out the window. The world is still here. We're just going to have to learn to live in it differently. The American portion of the world is in need of a severe retrofit and retro programming. We waited too long to face this in a spell of tragic complacency, and the virus is forcing the issue. We'll have to reconsider how we inhabit the landscape. Do you think $20 a barrel oil is a boon to the happy motoring way of life? It's going to be at least bankrupting most of the companies producing shale oil. The big cities will not recover from the trauma and stigma of the virus, but that's really only the beginning of their problems. What will the business of America look like after COVID-19? If you want to get around this big country of ours and more food from one place to another, we better think about fixing the railroads. And then there's a question of how do we behave? You may not think that matters so much, but we've become so profoundly dishonest, it's impeding our relationship with reality. On top of that, we're surly, impolite, clownish, blustering, greedy, and improvident. Believe me, that is going to change. Hardship is a great attitude adjuster. When Americans awake from the corona coma, like millions of Rip Van Winkles, it will matter again to be upright and to act in good faith. This will be a different country. I have no doubt. What it will look like remains to be seen. As we're doing during the Wuhan flu, we wrap up every show every day with the great Satchmo and Wonderful World. See you back tomorrow. We'll have the latest on this city council proposal as well. Have a great evening. Till tomorrow at 3, God bless.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.